You're about to listen to an audio sermon by Pastor John Pierre Becker. For information on this podcast or any other resources, visit gfm.co.za or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Now, when you look at the word awake, the awake in the Bible means pray. Somebody say pray. Who the master finds awake, praying, alert, and watching when he comes. So, when he comes to fetch us, he wants to find us praying. God said to me, he's going to anoint us afresh with the anointing of war. Before we can be ministers, we have to be warriors. Therefore, he's going to release the anointing of prayer and intercession upon his church like never before. I want you to write this down. The meaning of the word alert, because he says, blessed is that servant that when the master returns, he finds him alert and he finds him awake. Secondly, first of all, he wants to find us alert. That word alert means quick to notice and solve a problem. Quick to notice and solve a problem, which means if we are alert, we are quick to notice and solve a problem. So when we in the spirit, when we pray warriors, when we truly in intercession, we will be alert in the spirit, quick to solve a problem. Secondly, he says you have to be awake. Turn to somebody, say awake, awake. Awake simply means stop sleeping. Awake from your sleep. It means to wake up. And when I look at the Church of Jesus Christ today, I see a sleeping giant. The church is not really praying like she's supposed to pray. There's the absence of the spirit of prayer and intercession. It's the spirit of prayerlessness. And the Bible is specific that when he comes, when the master comes, he's going to look for a church that prays. Which means the church that doesn't pray is staying behind. The church that doesn't intercede will stay behind. He's coming like a thief in the night. Which means when the thief comes and you are asleep, if you're the owner of the house and the thief comes and you're not engaging in warfare, you're not engaging in intercession, you'll be found behind. God is going to deal with the spirit of passivity this morning. I don't care what position you are in the church. God is going to break the spirit of passivity off of your life. And God is going to impart to you this morning a spirit of prayer and intercession. I'm specifically speaking to the priests of the homes. Is there any priest this morning of their homes? Because it's God is very specific. The husband is the priest of the house. The husband is the priest of the house. Therefore, God's going to judge us first as the priest of the house. We're living in a day and an age where the wife need to tell the husband, Boki him in a clamark is tate for kark. You need to get ready now. It's time for church. And it's always the wife that needs to make sure the house serves God. The wife literally needs to lick the husband to get to church. She literally has to beg the husband to go to the cell. It is a spirit of passivity that God is going to break off of this generation in Jesus' name. This is what I do with my wife. You can ask her. And she asked me to do it. So I'm allowed to do it. 5 o'clock in the morning, I kick her out of bed. And she begins to pray. Why? Because as the head of my house, I need to make sure my house is awake, praying, interceding when the master returns. Because he's coming like a thief in the night. So when he comes, I need to make sure my house is awake, my house is alert, my wife is praying, my children is praying, my family is serving God. I'm the priest representing my house. Somebody shout, awake. Slap somebody upside the head. Say, awake. Truly I say to you, He will gird himself and have them recline at the table. And he will come. Wow, this is precious. Referring to the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he finds us awake, when he finds us praying, when he finds us in intercession, when he finds us serving him, when he finds us in intimate relationship with him, he says, I will cause them to recline at the table. This is where Psalm 23 comes in. The Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Your greatest adversary, your greatest enemy is the devil. So God says, when the trumpet sounds and I come and fetch my church, and you are praying church, and you are watching church, and you're in interceding church, I will cause you to recline at my table. I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And only goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not referring to the house of God on this earth, but the house of God in heaven. With Jesus for all of eternity. Dwelling on streets of gold because he found you awake. I truly say to you, he will gird himself and have them recline at the table, and he will come and he will serve them. If he comes in the second watch before midnight, or the third watch after midnight, and finds them so blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are those servants. When he finds them praying in the first watch, when he finds them praying in the second watch, when he finds them praying in the third watch, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are those servants. When he finds them awake, when he finds them praying, on the judgment day. But if this be assured, if the householder had known at what time the burglar was coming, he would have been awake. If he just knew, if it was just a prophetic church, if it was just a prophetic church that would understand the seasons and the times, if it was just a church alert, praying, fasting, seeking the face of God, they would know the hour. We know the hour. We know the hour. We know the time. We know the season. We are living in it right now. Christ is coming back for his church. And therefore we follow the prophetic signs. We follow the signs in the skies. For the heavens will declare the glory of God. So we get excited every time a blood moon manifests. We get excited for the terrible times we're living in. We get excited for the havoc in the church world, because it is the sign of the times. It is Jesus saying, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. The Bible says at the end, dense darkness will cover the earth, but my glory shall arise upon you. What hour are we living in? Because if we know the hour, we would be awake, so when the burglar comes, we'll be ready to go with him. What is the hour we're living in? We are living in terrible, dark, polluted, wicked, foul times. If you just look at the news, you will understand the times. And Revelation confirms it, that when you look at the signs, you'll know it's the time. Turn to somebody and say, if you see the signs, you'll know it's the time. The Bible says that the end time, the Antichrist will come in full power. In the end time, false prophets will arise, false Christs. This has never happened before. Right now in Miami, it's not Maldonado, but in Miami, there is a guy who proclaims he is the Christ, and everybody in his church must wear the mark of the beast, 666. As I'm speaking to you this morning, you can go and check it out on YouTube. He proclaims he is the Christ, and all his members bow down to him, worship him. The Bible says in the end time, false Christ will rise up. Where are we, Pastor? As I'm speaking to you this morning, the Enchia Church has put it now in their constitution that gay people can marry. that gay people can now become ministers of the gospel. The Angel Church was a pillar in this nation. Did great missions work. Let me tell you this, and I proclaim this openly, because I'll be judged if I preach a lie. Judgment will start in the house of God. They are an abomination. This is so satanic, they have turned themselves into a demonic cult. Therefore, it's the right, we have a right to pull them out of that. We have a right to bring them into the light. We have a right to deliver them. We have a right to tell them the truth. The Bible says a preacher, a minister, must be the husband of one wife. Amen. It's not Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve. Come on, somebody. And this is the times we're living in right now. This is not something behind the scenes. The head of the Dutch Reformed Church made a decision that gay people can get married, and they will marry gay people. They will put a demonic blessing upon them. This is the time we're living in right now. And it's going to get darker. I'm telling you right now, it's going to get darker and darker and darker. But the church on fire, the church awake, the church praying will shine brighter, 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 brighter. Therefore, we cannot tolerate a spirit of passivity in this generation. We need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and by fire. We need to die every day to ourselves. Get up in the morning, crucify the flesh. Say, die, flesh. I will not bow to the demonic spirit of this world. Die! This is the times we're living in. It's the times we're living in. And therefore Christ says, when I come back, I'm going to look for a church awake, praying, seeking me, loving on me. We have to be anointed for war. For the weapons of our war, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, radu steyapa. The weapons of our warfare. It's the weapons of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you right now, it's getting darker and darker and darker and darker. There's so much false doctrine going around just in our area. There's churches that believe Jesus is not coming back for his church. Jesus already came just in our area, just in Montana. There is churches that believe you can sleep around, you can fool around because Jesus paid for your sins, past, present, and future. There's no conviction. There's no conviction of sin. Sin is not allowed even to be preached or mentioned because Jesus paid for it all. Yes! He paid for it all, but his blood placed a demand upon my life to be holy, to be holy, to be holy. Therefore, when you get into a church, you need to look at what they believe before you take your seat. Some of you hop from one church to the next church. But the pastor's sleeping around. They have gays in the choir. Oh, it's so nice here. They have nice lights here. That is the blind leading the blind. That is the passive spirit that's in this generation. But we need God to baptize us afresh. What are you saying, pastor? Are you negative? No. This is a sign and a condition for revival. We're going to have one of the biggest moves of God now. What the earth has ever seen before. Give God praise if you believe it in this place. Woo. Brato Sabaya. You know what this is? This is the blind leading the blind. I feel a wave. I'm telling you, I've been feeling it for the last few weeks. I feel a wave that's about to hit the church. I'm talking about corporately the church of Jesus Christ. I feel a wave is about to hit the church. I feel a spirit of urgency coming upon the church. Some people come to me in the church saying, Pastor, what's happening? God is waking us up in the middle of the night, and we begin to pray. There's an urgency to pray. There's an urgency to fast. There's an urgency to give. There's an urgency to win the loss. Something is about to happen. Something unusual. Brado sea. For the greater the darkness, the greater the light of the glory of God. Won't you lift both your hands and say, I'm ready for it, Lord. I want to be awake. When you return, I want to be found watching. Woo. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour. In a moment, you did not anticipate it. Go with me quickly to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse 2. There's a warfare and a waging of two spirits. As I'm speaking to you this morning, the one spirit is the slothful, passive, weak spirit. Against the spirit of the warrior of intercession and prayer. And don't be deceived, for even in a church like this that believes in the power of God, believes in the flow of the Holy Ghost, can so easily be deceived and fall into the spirit of passivity. Because you know the Holy Ghost moves. You know the wind blows. You know the worship is going to be anointed. And the spirit of passivity comes upon you. Spirit of familiarity. I don't have to do anything because Pastor preaches his lungs out for me. I don't have to worship that hard because the worship team sings their lungs out, plays the instrument with passion and zeal. We have to be watching. We have to be careful that a spirit of passivity doesn't creep into our lives. It's the power of neglect. Benny Hinn said to us personally, be careful for the power of neglect. Neglecting investing time in God's presence. Neglecting praying. Neglecting getting to God. Neglecting encountering the presence of God. Be careful for neglect. The enemy wants to bring the spirit of neglect upon this generation and upon the church of Jesus Christ. So you can ask a person to sacrifice something for the kingdom of God. When they have an excuse, they have fallen into a spirit of passivity. When you ask somebody to lay down their lives more for the kingdom of God and they come up with excuses, I don't get enough rest, Pastor. It's the spirit of passivity that's starting to creep in. So I came to check your temperature this morning. That's my job. I came to check your temperature. How hot are you? How on fire are we? Because it's so easy to fall into a spirit of complacency and passivity. I want to be awake when he comes. So when he comes, I don't want to be asleep. I want to be on fire. I want to be red hot on fire. So one or two things you can do this morning. You can say, Pastor is getting on my nerves. Pastor wants me to sacrifice more. Pastor wants me to pray more. Pastor wants me to give more. You can either take offense or you can change. Turn to your neighbor, say, don't take offense. Just change. If somebody candy coats you the whole time, run away from that person. If somebody pats you on the back the whole time, saying you're okay just the way you are, get away. It's the Antichrist. It's a passive spirit. But get around people that challenge you. You need to run. You need to pray. You need to fast. You need to give. You need to read the Word of God. Get around those people. Because they'll push you to your destiny. Yes, they will stretch you. They might get on your nerves and tramp on your toes. But get around them because they'll move you forward. They'll push you forward. Give God praise if you believe it in this place. Woo! Somebody shout, Pastor, get on my nerves. Woo! God is dealing with the passive spirit in this generation. Watch this now. When people are saying all is well and secure and there is peace and safety, then in a moment, unforeseen destruction, ruin, and death will come upon them as suddenly as labor pains come upon a woman with child, and they shall by no means escape, for there will be no escape. There will be no escape. People in hell wish they can hear the message of repentance just one more time. They wish that man in the book of Luke, that rich ruler that went to hell, he said to Father Abraham, can Lazarus just dip his finger in the water and just come put it on my lips? And Abraham said, there's no way for me to get to you in hell, and there's no access to each other because it's over, it's finished. Once you're in hell, you're in hell. So then he said, But can you please just go warn my five brothers? I have five brothers. Go warn them about this place. Just go warn them about this place. There is absolutely no escape when the final judgment comes. And I'm not going to stand with a candy coat message, seeker-friendly message, a gospel that sounds nice on your ears, that doesn't challenge you, get you out, get you in by 9 and you're out by 10 type of gospel, and stand before the living God with blood on my hands and God judge me because I didn't preach the truth. There will be no escape, the Bible says. No escape. This is referring to the end time. Woo, I feel this. But you are not in giving up to the power of darkness, brethren, for that day to overtake you by surprise like a thief in the night. For you are all sons of the light. Turn to somebody, say, you are son of the light. For you are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong neither to the night nor the darkness. Accordingly, let us not sleep. Let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us keep wide awake, alert, watchful, cautious, and on our guard. And let us be sober, calm, collected, and circumspect. Let us not sleep. Watch this, he says it again. Do not sleep. Turn to somebody, say, do not sleep. What does it mean when you're falling asleep and the devil is singing the church a lullaby? You don't have to go to church. You've got more important things to do. You don't have to go to cell. But you're going to hell if you're not going to cell. La la la, you can cheat on your wife, nobody will know. You can watch porn and masturbate and still go to church. holiness. And this is what I've noticed. Prayer and intercession gets you closer to God. So when I pray, the old man begins to die. Ask a person that prays a lot in the Holy Ghost to cuss. It is difficult for them to cuss because they have a lifestyle of prayer. They're intimate with God. They have a relationship with God. Isn't it amazing that the Bible says he's coming in an hour nobody knows, but he's coming as a thief in the night. And the Bible says the trumpet will sound. Listen to this. For many years, I thought it's a loud vuvuzela trumpet that's going to sound. But when I did my research and I studied it in depth, the word trumpet means his voice.
Oh my God.
Where do we get to know the voice of God? In prayer. Where do we need to... Where do we get to know the voice of God? In prayer. In prayer. Therefore, the outer court is shouting distance away. The holy place is talking distance away. But the most holy place is whispering distance away. I want two people quickly. The two of you come quickly. Stand over here. Watch this. So just play strings for me. Thank you. Watch this now. So when the trumpet sounds, it's not going to be a big bang. It's going to be his voice. Because he's coming like a thief in the night. Whew. I plead with you this morning that the mantle of prayer come upon your life. The mantle. A little sleep, a little slumber will destroy your life. When he comes, he's going to look like this. It's not going to be a big bang. What did I just tell you?
Follow me.
That's the way he's coming back for his church. Oh my God. What does it mean, Pastor? Those that doesn't know his voice in prayer and intercession. Those that doesn't have an intimate voice, an intimate relationship. For my sheep know my voice and they follow me. So how will we be able to follow if we don't know the shepherd's voice? If we know the voice of the wolf better than the voice of the shepherd. Would you lay your hand on your heart? Say, Father, put your fear in me. Put your fear in me. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be alert. I want to be watching for the great and terrible day. Isn't it amazing that the Bible says it's going to be a great and terrible day? It's going to be great for those that will go with him, but terrible for those who stay behind.
You've listened to an audio sermon by Pastor John Pierre Backer. For information on this podcast or any other resources, visit gfm.co.za or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.